NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. President Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin is not joking when it comes to using nuclear weapons. Trey Thomas reports.
Biden made the comments at a New York fundraiser, saying the world is facing its biggest nuclear threat since the Cuban Missile Crisis. He added that he doesn't think Putin is lying.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to human rights advocates in Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus. Human rights advocate Alice Bialyatsky of Belarus, the Russian Human Rights Organization Memorial, and the Ukrainian Human Rights Organization Center for Civil Liberties will share the 2022 Nobel Peace Prize. The United Nations Human Rights Council is moving to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Russia. The council voted 17-6 to appoint a new independent expert to investigate accusing the Kremlin of creating a climate of fear through repression and violence. It's the first time the Human Rights Council has begun an examination of the rights record of one of its five permanent members of the UN Security Council. Three people have been hurt following stabbings and other incidents at New York City subway stations in just a matter of hours. The latest from Jennifer Polsoni.
Police say attacks occurred Thursday afternoon and evening, including one where a 38-year-old man was randomly stabbed in the back and chest getting off a number 4 train in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx. He's expected to survive, his attacker still at large, riders on edge.
It's really crazy, these things keep happening all the time. It's really not safe.
Earlier Thursday, another man was stabbed during an argument on a subway platform in Harlem. An hour later, a couple had a knife pulled on them at the same station. A 45-year-old man also slashed at a station in Cypress Hills.
And Las Vegas police have a suspect in a stabbing attack that left 2 people dead and 6 others injured on the Las Vegas Strip. He was quickly arrested outside the Venetian, and the motive for the attack remains unclear. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.